Okay, Rabbi Yud. Vim. So we spoke about different ways that maybe would start being Mater Kabbalah Lashon Hara. One was Mesiach Pitumai, one was Nehemi Kibetrei. Now he's talking about Dvar Manikarm, which is like evidence. Okay, now Lemaisa, keep in mind, we don't go by circumstantial evidence in anything else in Torah, right? So here there's a chiddush that if there's clear evidence to the Lashon Hara that it's true, you can you, well let's see what happens. Shinirai again, if there's Dvar Manikarim, but even after the Dvar Manikarim, it's still Yachal. It's fine, so it doesn't help that there's Dvar Manikarim, you still have to. That's not even a question. The Maisa, you for sure have to do that. Fine. Now, he says, "Chiddush, you're allowed to." Now you have to. He's going to say, "What type of evidence?" Doctor, dafka imhem nikar mamish da'inu shem magiris l'inyan hasipur. It has to be that mamish talks to the story. Here's the main thing: you saw the evidence yourself. You have the proof that they're giving you, you know yourself. It doesn't really prove the point, but it makes sense. Look, it should be like this or like that. That's not enough. Or if you heard about the evidence, but you didn't see it yourself, that doesn't work. Okay? Fine. So for example, someone tells you that this guy, there's such and such guy, was in a partnership with someone, stole money. And now you see that he kind of broke up his partnership with the other guy, and you know, he's embarrassed. So there's a few things, you know, and the other guy told me some stuff. You know, he gave me enough hints. It's for sure true. So that's not enough. The fact that you're piecing together a story, it's got to be much more than that. It's got to be like, you know, you saw him walk in, you saw him walk out. Like the Gemara says, Meshem, they saw someone running into a house with a knife. They saw him coming out with a knife full of blood. And he walked in and someone was dead. Okay, so that's a pretty good raya that he killed him. Now, as far as Dine Momenus is Dine Nefashis is concerned, it's not a good enough raya to kill him, but it's still a pretty good raya. Okay. Okay. But that would not be right. So for Dvar Manikarim, it could be for Bezdin to kill him, you can't kill him. But for you to believe it, it could be that you're allowed to. Okay? Now Vada, that feel of Dvar Manikarim mamish in a mile, even Dvar Manikarim doesn't help. You're allowed to believe it. But you're not allowed to go and say over the story based on the Dvar Manikarim. Yeah, again, Dharma Nakarm helps that you're allowed to believe it, but again, you're not allowed to take matters to your own hands. You're not allowed to spread it further. It's only the legabe that you're allowed to believe it. Okay. Now, there are some exceptions to the whole Kabbalah Lashon Hara that sometimes, like this, it could be that not needs under Shos the Bezdin. You could have permission for Bezdin could have Rishos because of a very necessary need of the hour. You're going. Someone comes to Beis Din and he says to the Beis Din, help me out. Someone stole something from me. And Beis Din has the Varma Nikarim. The guy who stole it is X, Y, or Z. But Beis Din doesn't know about it for sure. Okay? Or Bezdin didn't see the Dvar Menikarim, but Bezdin got testimony about the Dvar Menikarim. Niten lahem rishos la'koisai kedei she'ilayda. The Bezdin is allowed to hit the potential, the guy that they have Dvar Menikarim on, until he admits that he stole. It's very, 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 very big finish, right? Because Bezdin normally works with Adas. You need to have Adas. So it comes out, there's no Adas here. There's no Adas Bechlal. And still, Bezdin's allowed to, to some degree, listen to testimony by Dvar Menikarim and act based on it. Okay, so that won't work. So now, that's a nice chiddush. So Beis Din is permitted to sometimes act based on the Dvar Menikarim, but a Yochid is not allowed to at all. And this is approved. From here you see a major mistake that people make. What's the mistake? They have something stolen from them. And they're like a little suspicious. It's probably that guy. They right away tell the Tuvei Ya'ir that the Dvar Menikarim, they makim v'oinshim shaloi min adin. And they're makim and oinish shaloi min adin k'dei sheyoida, so that he agrees, he admits, v'oinish shaloi k'din. It's only a bezdin. D'lu ya Dvar Menikarim mukamoi raya la'etam ha'maisa. Even if you would tell me the Dvar Menikarim is a raya, and the Tuvei Ya'ir are like a bezdin, but they have to know it was stolen in the first place. So we don't even have proof it was stolen. This guy comes in and says, hey, this thing was stolen, and this is the guy who stole it, and this is my proof that he stole it. And all of a sudden, Bezdin listens. Let's take it slow. Dvar Menikarim works when you have a proof that it was stolen. Then you have Edim on the Dvar Menikarim. And it's not so clear that the Tuvei Ya'ir are considered a Bezdin. Okay. And for sure, Bezdin should not take things, the two mayors should not take things into their own hands and beat the man because they don't have enough proof of that. So, here he's telling you that Dvar Menikarim you could use yourself, but to go and act based on it, only Bezdin's permitted, and the Tuvei Ya'ir are not considered a Bezdin for this purpose. Okay? Okay. So that's the end of this klal of Kabbalah Lashon Hara. And as we said, the tshuva for Kabbalah Lashon Hara, that's so posh. The tshuva for Glos Hashanah is that you have to be yeshev and yasira and believe by you. You have to sit down and convince yourself it's not true. So it's kind of challenging. But that's what you have to do. So therefore, it's important to know these halachas to begin with. And therefore, you shouldn't believe the Dvarim and the Karim. You shouldn't believe the Lashon Hara to begin with. All right, everybody have a good evening. Shkach. We'll learn tomorrow.
All the best.
All the best.
I'm sorry. I have a special guest. My son is here. So oh, he wow. also in the shir too, all the way from North Miami Beach.
Exactly.
Shir, yes.
Okay. Amazing. Great. So he, even he's not in my backyard, I get to spend time with him.
That's right.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you.
All the best. Good night. Good night.